we've been listening to a little bit of Midnight Mushroom Music by Nanotopia out of Toronto, Ontario. And some very cool Fungal AI is mentioned here in the liner notes. Fungal AI was created from biodata collected from Pleurotus ostreatus mycelium, biosonification through Ableton Live, then given to an AI that took the rendered biosonification as an influence and through random zeros and ones delicately spat out this composition, so to speak. I then brought this new data into Live and layered over the original biodata and added some delay and reverb here and there. Don't judge me, it's a start. This is from 2020's release, Midnight Mushroom Magic by Nanotopia. There's some super cool stuff
off of there. What year was that?
2020.
That was pretty early for AI. I think the AI really started taking off 2020.
Yeah, probably 2022, yeah. In terms of its widespread adoption by the public. I mean, AI has been around in some form or another since the 70s kind of thing.
Ooh.
Yeah. Machine learning is what it was before. Mm. So you just instructed machines with a large data set, and then they were able to come to their own conclusions kind of thing.
Mm.
So we're going to play another track here for you. Soil Festivities Part 2. We're also going to play a little bit of John Cage.
It's pronounced John Cage. John Sage?
Yeah. John Cage. And then we're also going to make sure to turn off autoplay. Okay, we're good here. We're going to listen to John Cage's Mushroom Haiku and At the Middle. And underneath that is Soil Festivities Part 2 from Midnight Mushroom Music by Nanotopia. And you are listening to Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. But tonight we're talking about
mushrooms.
Exactly. What are some of your favorite mushrooms? Either to eat or to look at?
I'll eat a muscaria. For both.
That's a fun one.
No, not for eating.
I like
portobello.
Yeah, oyster mushrooms are good. I like a king oyster mushroom.
Lion's mane.
Lion's mane is good. They plugged in at Modern Biology's concert. He plugged into some lion's mane. I would also have to say portobello is quite good grilled as well too.
Portobello burgers.
Honestly, I really like shiitake mushrooms. Mm. Those make amazing broths. So we have a big thing of dried shiitake mushrooms at home. So I use those to make like dashi stock and everything. So good, so good, so good. All right, we're going to play a little John Cage for you.
It's pronounced Yon.
Yon Kage.
Sage. Sage.
Mushroom Haiku and At the Middle.
I like this one,
so please enjoy.
You know that my hobby is hunting wild mushrooms. And I wanted to I was sure that there was a haiku poem, Japanese, that would have to do with mushrooms, because the haikus are related to the seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. And fall is the period for mushrooms. So I looked in R.H. Bly's volume of the collections of haiku poems called Autumn. And sure enough, I found a poem by Pashon. It goes, Matsutake ya shiranu kono hano hebaritsu. And that is literally, that not literally, but just the word for word, it is pine mushroom, matsutake, ignorance, shiranu, leaf of tree, konohano, adhesiveness, hebaritsuku. And Blythe, in his book, translates it, the leaf of some unknown tree sticking on the mushroom. So I showed this to a Japanese composer friend. I can't remember whether it was Ichi Yanagi or whether it was Takahashi. At any rate, when I showed it to him, he said he didn't think that translation was very interesting. And I said, well, how would you translate it? And he said, I'll let you know in a few days. So 2 days later, he came back with a translation. And it was, mushroom does not know that leaf is sticking on it. So I got the idea And it took me about 3 years, but I made another translation, which is a little, what's the word? Portentous? I don't know. Does that mean heaven? That's unknown, brings mushroom and leaf together. And then, finally, I got one that I preferred to all of them. What leaf? What mushroom? Here we are now, at the middle of the fourth large part of this talk. More and more, I have the feeling that we are getting nowhere. Slowly, as the talk goes on, we are getting nowhere. And that is a pleasure. It is not irritating to be where one is. It is only irritating to think one would like to be somewhere else. Here we are now, a little bit after the middle of the fourth large part of this talk. More and more, we have the feeling that I am getting nowhere. Slowly, as the talk goes on, slowly, we have the feeling we are getting nowhere. That is a pleasure which will continue. If we are irritated, it is not a pleasure. Nothing is not a pleasure if one is irritated. But suddenly, it is a pleasure. And then more and more, it is not irritating. And then more and more, and slowly. Originally, we were nowhere. And now again, we are having the pleasure of being slowly nowhere. If anybody is sleepy, let him go to sleep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Carolina, Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. That's where Buchla, yeah. No, Moog is from, the other one.
North Carolina?
Yeah, Asheville.
Possibly.
No, exactly.
The Moog is the East Coast, developed at Bell Labs, and then Buchla was developed at UCSD, Don Buchla.
Berkeley.
Both modular synthesizers, of which we're featuring a lot of cool stuff. Michael Loco from Asheville, North Carolina, in their bio says, I grow gourmet mushrooms and connect them to synthesizers. I also connect other things to synthesizers. I used to build synthesizers and make music with them, but now I mostly just connect strange things to synths. And we're going to play two more tracks here for you. We're going to play Cordyceps Jam. Then we're going to throw something into airtime so that we can both run and go catch a bus.
Bus time.
Yeah.
Busting out.
And, you know, there's a lot of cool things you can do with synthesizers. One of them is to connect them to mushrooms through bioelectric changes. Use them to control a lot of cool stuff.
You can get the same effect with fruit.
You can eat them, yeah. I've seen peaches by presidents of the United States of America, and Andrew Kwong does a cover of Millions of Peaches, and he plays it on peaches. Yeah. Same kind of thing. Yeah. So we're listening to Cordyceps Jam from Transmissions, released in 2023. Very cool stuff. Would highly recommend you to check out all of the artists that we've played tonight. Modern Biology from Vancouver, Mason Armand from New Hampshire, Nanotopia from Toronto, and Michael Loco from Asheville, North Carolina. And we also had a pretty sweet selection of plant and fruit controlled music here. Lots of mushroom controlled stuff. So very, very, very cool stuff. Yeah. So we'll rock out to this one for the next little bit. And then we're going to chuck something on. And then, of course, we'll catch you next time here on Vancouver FM. Mushroom. Cordyceps Jam by Michael Loco from Transmissions. We got one more here for you.
Button.
Portobello.
One more Michael Loco. We'll load this up, and then, of course, make sure to tune into Transatlantic Express coming up after that, as well as Jazz Boulevard bringing you into the midnight hour. Thank you so much for tuning into Vancouver FM. There we go. Whoops.
Vancouver FM.
Vancouver's FM.
Only chiptune radio station on CJSF 90.1 FM.
There you go. And, of course, stick around throughout the month of October. We will be having our Fun Drive show a little bit
fun
later.
Fun Drive.
Yes. Lots of fun. And, of course, go check out the artists that we played today. But we're going to go run and catch a bus. So we'll catch you all later. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll catch you next Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. here on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. Almost got it.
I thought you were going to say radio station.
Nope, I'm not a radio station. CJSF is.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, you said radio station when on the original days where
it was just a podcast actually. Back
oh, Vancouver's
in the day,
only chiptune podcast,
but then it became a broadcast, and that was in 2017. So we'll have another party in October. So stick around for an anniversary as well too. Alrighty, folks, we're gonna head out here. Last track is Pacha Cordyceps by Michael Loco from A Mushroom Music Dance Party. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will catch you next Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Vancouver FM. Make sure to check out Vancouver.com and all of the aforementioned artists. Okay, goodbye.
Bye. Good night.